Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. That's 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. You can email me questions anytime to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S, like in Shelley Stereo. You can also follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen, and you can tweet me during the show, as I am a multitasker. And if you haven't already, please follow and join and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have one sponsor slot still open, and ideally we're looking for an insurance company or a law firm to join our sponsor team for family insurance matters or family legal matters. If you feel your company or firm would fit with our show's demographic of families and their needs, we'd love to hear from you. You can have someone that speaks moderately well, I hope, join us on our show when we have occasionally special guests, as we do, in fact, today. If you believe you're such a match, contact the station at 805-564-1290 or contact me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column titled, I Miss My Best Friend. You can find my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, or wherever you read my column. Just Google A Dad's Point of View or Bruce Salen. But we are deferring discussion of our topic to enjoy our guest, Jim Scheinberg of North Pier Fiduciary Management, one of our regular sponsors, who is joining us for Family Financial Matters. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, Jim.
Hi there, Bruce. How are you?
I am well. Given that we have a major pending election, I imagine that might influence your remarks today, Jim.
Well, it certainly is a good fodder for discussion. There's been nothing but a great deal of talk in the financial press and probably the water cooler about this election. And obviously there's a lot of opinions being battered around about how it's going to go. Clearly the one thing that we know about is that this election is certainly a referendum on people's views on what's going on in Washington and their congressmen's and senators' representation of just, you know, their what they want, what they need. I think at the end of the day, whether the Republicans take the House or both the House and the Senate, which is a little less likely, certainly the landscape of Washington is going to be changed substantially, and we're going to have much more of a checks and balances restored than we've had in Capitol Hill over the last couple months, or I should say the last couple years.
You've always told me that the market tends to anticipate change and is always ahead of what is about to happen. Would you say that the recent run-up in the Dow, at least, is reflective of some anticipation of this change that may or may not happen on Tuesday?
I think there's some of that involved there. Certainly, certainly the market knows that that the near supermajority that the Democrats have enjoyed is going away, and I think they're relieved about that. I think it's probably more accurate to say that it's more the removal of the fear that came back in over the summer about the European debt crisis that didn't tend to spill over like people were fearing, and that we didn't roll over into a double-dip recession like some were speculating. I think once you remove that fear, the markets just came back to the levels they were trading at beforehand. I think that plays a much bigger part. I still think there's a post-election rally that that can happen from here.
I actually thought it was more reflective of the election, which of course is why I never talk about politics on my show, because I obviously don't know poop about it.
Well, Bruce, you know, I think the biggest thing that people need to focus on here isn't necessarily what the election means, whether the market goes up or whether the market goes down, but what's going to happen in terms of policy coming out of Washington, regardless of the ultimate results when we wake up on November 3rd. The biggest thing that's going on right now, and this referendum really is a statement of the big spending that we've had. And clearly the Tea Party grew up out of, you know, out of nowhere to address that. And it doesn't matter what your political affiliation is, you have to recognize that the government has spent a lot of money that we don't have. If you need any evidence, all you have to do is look to see the dollar is at year lows.
Is that what lows?
The dollar is at year lows, the 1-year low, and it's approaching record lows. gold and commodities are rallying through the sky right now. And so something's clearly going on. But you hear these commercials, you know, these, I won't call them conspiracy theorists, but you hear these commercials saying, run out and buy gold, run out and buy gold. And it's just not that simple. A lot of times people just need to look and see what their vulnerability is to a falling dollar and inflation in their existing portfolios. Right now, the biggest risk that most people have isn't that they don't own gold, it's that they own a ton of bonds. If inflation hits, the value, the purchasing power of bonds is going to go down substantively, and depending on what type of bonds you own, you're going to be more vulnerable. And if you don't believe that people own bonds, they're piling into bond funds right now to the rate of nearly $100 billion in new inflows into bond funds a quarter. We haven't seen this kind of a stampede into an asset class since, to be frank with you, we saw the craze of technology and dot-com stocks back in 1999, and you know how those investors fared.
Very interesting. Now, as you said earlier, regardless of where you stand politically, and given that there's a pretty much universal feeling that there will be no more supermajority, what should a person be doing right now, if anything, with the anticipated change or the end of that supermajority with their portfolios?
Well, you know, we're still somewhat bullish that there is an economy recovery that's looming. We think as long as there's not another big change in regulations or Fed policy, which you can't discount, that the economy will heal itself to a certain extent, and that bodes well for equities. But regardless of whether you buy into that story, I think the biggest thing that people need to do right now, regardless of the outcome of the election, because we at least know that the outcome is going to be more equilibrium, is they do need to identify their risks of inflation. Whether or not they realize that inflation, or whether they believe that inflation is going to hit, I think they need to at least identify whether their existing portfolios, and I know you have a lot of conservative listeners in the area of the radio station that have a lot of bonds, they need to know what happens if interest rates go back up to where they were at the beginning of the year or near the beginning of the year at 4% on a 10-year treasury. What if they go back to norms of 5 or 6? What does that mean? There could be substantial economic and actual literal losses. So I think that's what people need to do right now, because with all the spending that's happened, clearly, regardless of who's back in charge, the as they say, the horse has already left the barn. You know, we've printed $3 trillion of new money. That's out in the system, and that's the thing that's diluting the dollar right now.
Believe it or not, Jim, we're almost out of time. I know you publish a newsletter, which I read. Tell us a little bit about the newsletter, how our listeners can get it. And also, I know you do consulting on just a per portfolio basis without having to switch everything over to you. So quickly give our listeners that information, please.
Well, by all means, your listeners, for starters, can get more information about what we're talking about at our website, which is N as in the direction north, peer, P-I-E-R. .com. That's npier.com. And we can be hired just by the hour to come in and analyze these types of risks that I was talking about. I'm actually just putting the final touches on our fall newsletter, which goes into a great deal of detail about the election, about inflation, the dollar, et cetera. And I would be more than happy to send a copy in the next few days when we're done publishing it to any of your listeners that want it. All they have to do is either reach us on our website, or they can just send me an email at info@npier.com and just put something in the subject line like subscribe, and I'll make sure that you get a copy of our newsletter. We don't normally post it to the website for another month, so the election will be far behind us. So if you want to take action and you want to see what you might want to do before the election, definitely send us an email at info@npier.com.
We are out of time, Jim. I might add that the newsletter is written in plain English, not business speak. So listeners, if you want to understand what's going on, Jim writes it so you can. Thank you so much, Jim. I'll talk with you soon. I appreciate you guesting on our show.
Have a great show, Bruce.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Again, I want to thank Shelley Stereo for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. You can reach Shelley's at shelleystereo.com or at 818-716-8500. Please tell them a dad's point of view and Bruce Allen sent you there. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is Bruce Allen of A Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back with Wayne Levine.
Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View.